listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about six sons, specifically six sons of the great King David of the Old Testament. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, and this is going to have some difficult Hebrew names, so forgive me if I get the pronunciation incorrect. 2 Samuel chapter 3, beginning now at verse 2. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Ammon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. The second, Chileab by Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Tamal, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adoniah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephaliah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, by David's wife Eglah. These were born to David in Hebron. 2 Samuel chapter 3 describes a strange time of transition for King David. Saul was dead, and David could take the throne of Israel, but a counterfeit king named Ishbosheth stood in the way. David patiently waited for God to deal with Ishbosheth, and for a while he reigned only over the tribe of Judah, while the rest of the nation supported Ishbosheth. During David's seven-year reign in Hebron, his six wives gave birth to six sons. Now, let's be very straightforward about this. David's disobedience to God in his family life was cause of great pain and trouble for himself and for others. Simply said, David was wrong to have more than one wife. His taking of many wives went against God's command to kings. You can find that in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 17. But it was also against God's heart for marriage. Now, it's true that there was no specific command against polygamy up to David's time recorded in the Hebrew Scriptures. But God gave a clear pattern for marriage in Genesis 3. That one man be joined to one woman for a lifetime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19 that this was God's intention from the very beginning. When David went against God's intention and against God's command in Deuteronomy 17, both he and his family suffered. Nevertheless, we must say that David's many wives were common in his day. Adding many wives was one of the ways that great men, and especially kings, expressed their power and status. In adding many wives, David bought into the ideas and the actions of this world instead of God's kingdom. You can't lay down kingdom principles and then pick up the ideas and actions of this world without paying a price. Indeed, David paid a price. He was troubled because of his many wives. Some people wonder why the Bible doesn't expressly condemn David's polygamy here. Yet, as is often the case, here the scripture simply states the facts and later records how David reaped the penalty for this sort of sin in regard to his family. We don't want to take away from the idea that David was a man after God's heart, but we do want to see that he was not a perfect man. And when he departed from God's plan, he suffered for it, just like any of us do. Look at the legacy left by the six sons mentioned in 2 Samuel chapter 3. Amnon raped his half-sister and was murdered by his half-brother. Chileab is also known as Daniel in 1 Chronicles chapter 3. The few mentions of this son indicate that perhaps he died young or that he was an ungodly, unworthy man. Absalom murdered his half-brother and led a civil war against his father David, attempting to murder David. Adoniah tried to seize the throne from David and David's appointed successor. Then he tried to take one of David's concubines and he was executed for his arrogance. And we can fairly assume that Shephelah and Ithream either died young or were ungodly and unworthy men because they're mentioned only once again in the scriptures in a very generic listing of David's son found in 1 Chronicles chapter 3. Now you take all this together, it's not a pretty picture, but in it we see that God's way is better. God did not design the human family to bear the pressures and problems that come from multiple marriages. God designed marriage and family to work according to the principles found way back in Genesis 3. Not even David could get away with ignoring those principles. We would not expect a building to stand if the architect or builder ignored the principles of engineering. Neither will our life stand as God designed it if we work against God's principles. Hey, ask God to give you wisdom both in thinking and in living in regard to these things, and you can ask Him for that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.